You are on.
Now call to order the Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting for Wednesday, September 20th, 2017. Mr. Starris, do we have a quorum?
Call roll here. Dan Boone.
Present.
Tom Gideon.
Present.
Tony Mullen.
Present.
Trent Edwards. No. Howard Kitchen.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Will you please read the explanation of public hearing procedures, presentation of exhibits, and the governing statutes?
Yes. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the September 20th, 2017 Board of Adjustment public hearing, being held in order to hear one variance request and a rehearing request from the August 16th, 2017 Board of Adjustment hearing decision. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, staff report for each case as Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must sign up at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty: 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there's an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. And 3, whereby reasonable exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguishing from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Tonight we have one public hearing, number 17-10V, North Point Development, on a variance.
Do you have any speakers to swear in?
I don't even know. We've got Chris and Ross. Let's go ahead and have you stand and swear in. We may ask some questions for you. You promised to provide honest testimony to this board tonight. Say, I do.
I do.
Thank you very much. They're in.
Okay. Thank you. This is case number 2017-10B, lot size variance request. Our location is just north of Branson Hills Parkway. It is on Bee Creek Road. Our junior high's here. I think we all kind of know where we're at here. Zooming in on the property. These are pictometry views that just give you a little different angle because they're the angle. Subject property is located at 511 Bee Creek Road, Branson. The lot is a 23.1 acre parcel, section 21, township 23, range 21. Representative Ross Summers is proposing to split 1 acre from the 23.1 acre parcel to include the former medical building located at 511 Bee Creek Road. Per the Taney County guidance code, the minimum lot size on septic is 2 acres, and that's Article 9, Section 3, Table 1, lot sizes. And that's if you're subdividing with septic, the smallest you can subdivide down is to 2 acres. This is just a view from the east and the west, the north. Per Table 1 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, a minimum lot size with septic is 2 acres. The building on the proposed 1 acre parcel has availability to connect to the City of Branson sewer, and this has been confirmed in a conversation with Kendall Powell of the Branson City Utilities Department. The 1 acre lot would need a minimum area of 8,000 square feet and 70 feet of road frontage, which will be met from the proposed drawings provided. The property to the north of the building is currently the Branson Dental Center, with Highway 65 to the west and undeveloped properties to the south and east. The representative has requested the variance with the added agreement that in the decision of record, the building will not receive the certificate of compliance until connection to sewer has been completed. Thus, the building can't be occupied until a connection to sewer and the septic system is disconnected. Of course, per the Taney County Assessors, the building is listed as a medical office with 4,400 square feet with an adjusted 7,002 square feet. And the building is currently served by an on-site wastewater septic system, and the tank was located. I found the tank, and it showed to still be in use with the observed water level in the tank. This is the drawing provided by the applicant. This is just approximate. Our gray line here is an approximate cutoff line. And I did measure that out, and it was real close to an acre on Beacon. As you can see here, it's a 0.913. These are just some photographs I took of the property. And there's the septic lid that I found. And here's our statutory requirements that I've already read. Still that section 64.845-880. Staff recommendations: if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves the variance request case 1710B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One would be approval from a minimum lot size, Article 9, Section 3, Table 1, for the lots on septic of 2 acres to a minimum of 8,000 square feet with a requirement to connect to Branson City Sewer before a certificate of compliance is to be issued. Two, no occupancy or opening for business before the certificate of compliance has been issued. And three, a compliance letter from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, including all other entities which have a requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Four is compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And five, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. That's it.
Okay, Chris Fitton, you sign up as the representative for the project.
Yes.
Does any board members have any questions for Mr. Vinton? I would entertain a motion to approve the variance.
I'll make a motion to approve it as it's presented to us.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? No discussion. Put it to the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.
What we'll do, Chris, what we'll have is this decision of record. It'll take a day or two for Marla to get it written up, and then Ross will need to come in and sign, and we have notaries in the office, and then you can record it. You don't have to wait 120 days. You can do that just in a few days when we get it ready. She'll send you a notice in the mail of that with a copy of the decision. So you can do it at any time. Okay. Yep.
Do we want to go ahead and address old new business or go ahead and review the minutes? Let's go ahead and review the minutes and get those approved. Everyone had a chance to look over the minutes? Mm-hmm. Any questions or modifications, changes? Motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Old new business. Item number 17-06A, a rehearing request from the permanent residents of Branson Creek.
Hey, this is, of course, 1706A, Representatives Karen Murphy. And what I have here is our appeals section of our bylaws. It's any interested party may, in writing, and deliver to the Secretary of the Board within 7 days of the posting of the Board's decision in the Office of the Administrator or the Board, request that the Board reconsider on the record any decision which adversely affects such party. Requests for reconsideration will be heard at the next regularly scheduled Board of Adjustment meeting. The Board shall not grant a party's request for reconsideration if that party did not appear at the original hearing and does not demonstrate that substantial injustice would result as a refusal to grant such reconsideration request. Granting of the request for reconsideration shall act as a nullification of the Board's previous decision. And B, is any interested party aggrieved by a decision of the Board may request a rehearing. The request for rehearing shall be in writing and within 7 days of the posting of the Board's decision in the Office of the Secretary of the Board. Rehearing requests shall be heard at the next regular scheduled Board of Adjustment meeting. The Board shall not grant such requests for rehearing to any party who did not appear at the original hearing and who cannot demonstrate that there is new evidence that was not in existence at the time of the original hearing or was not available to the person making the request because another interested party had prevented the discovery of such evidence and because such evidence could not have been discovered by the party make the request through diligent efforts on his or her part. The decision of the Board to grant such requests for rehearing shall act as a nullification of the Board's previous order, and the Board shall direct the Administrator to have the appropriate notices given for the rehearing. And I did receive an email that I accepted of her request, and it was within the 7 days after the posting of the Board's decision. So that requirement has been met.
Okay.
You have new information or evidence prior to?
Okay. Karen, do you want to step up and visit with us?
Since August 16th, there has been many things come up in the commission's meeting and the P&Z meetings about applications being completed accurately when submitted. We have attended many meetings. Since the Board of Adjustments ruled against us and we had demonstrated that the applications were not submitted correctly, they have done a revision of the guidance code. And part of that revision is about buffers. And they want to remove the word shall and put in the word may so that at their discretion they can determine whether a buffer is needed. Now, we do know the wording of the original guidance code, and a plan for the buffer should have been submitted with the application for 157 North Tuscany. And we want to exhaust all of our appeals so that if it is necessary, we can carry forward with additional appeals elsewhere. So that's why I want to be reheard, and I want to exhaust our appeals. And I do have an opinion here that says, in the language where it says that a privacy fence, a wall, a berm can replace the 25-foot landscape, it says this language gives the Planning Commission some discretion. However, that discretion is limited. The alternative form of buffering must be proposed in a detailed plan indicating all features to be utilized in order to obtain approval and must be submitted upon application for the Division 3 permit. If the alternate form is not proposed in a detailed plan and submitted upon the application for the Division 3 permit, the Commission has no authority to allow the alternate plan form of buffer. So we did point that out.
Excuse me a second. So where are you coming up with this? Where is this that you're saying, what you're citing right here? Where is this at?
Whose opinion is that?
Whose opinion? I guess?
Russell Schinnerwerk, our attorney.
So who's he?
He's an attorney.
Okay. Well,
that we hired.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that really doesn't have any bearing on it.
Karen, could I ask you a question?
Sure.
Within that, where you're reading the privacy fence, wall, landscape, earthen berm,
or
any other screening device found appropriate by the Planning Commission, was that included in his? You didn't read that part. Did he include that in his decision?
He said at your discretion.
Mm-hmm. Well, it actually reads, or any other screening device found to be appropriate by the Planning Commission.
And he mentioned that in the paragraph before, but I read just that it had to be on the application. Yes, he did.
Okay.
He did. And I would like to bring it forth again so that we can exhaust our appeals and carry forward.
And you're specifically requesting just 157 Tuscany?
That's
the only one you're appealing?
That is the only one that we have the right to appeal.
The other one's already been twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It was 157, was that? One half of the duplex.
Scott?
Yes, sir.
I mean, what you, on your first, when you first started talking about the commission meetings and all that stuff, I mean, none of that stuff's come into play as far as being voted in or anything, has it, Scott?
Monday, I can update you on that if you want me to.
But, I mean,
Monday they approved
relative to what we're doing right now.
Well, Monday they approved all the amendments that the Planning Commission had gone through and changed, but they pulled out the buffering. It's still a shall, and they pulled out a timeline for the CFC. We had 120 days to complete the CFC if you had been previously renting, and they were talking about 90 days. So those two items are pulled out, and there's a work session Friday night with the County Commission to discuss those two amendments. So as it sits right now, it's still buffering shall be required.
Right.
And then there's no timeline for the CFC.
And in those meetings, it was stated that the applications that were to be a month ago have been postponed, and that Scott Sterrett was going to call each and every one of those applicants, and they either had to say they were going to postpone some more until the shall is taken out of the guidance code, and if not, if they want to go ahead, they do have to have a buffer plan. And a buffer plan was not on the original application, unfortunately, on all of them, but I guess the only one that we can appeal right now is 157.
Any other questions for Ms. Murphy?
I don't believe so.
Can you give us a minute to visit? Scott, do you have an anticipation when the new guidelines will go into effect?
Well, all of them went into effect when they approved them Monday, except for the may and shall wording in the buffering and a specific timeline for a CFC completion if you've been renting previously. And that right now, there's no timeline.
Do we know if the may or shall, is that just under discussion or just was no change?
No, this says buffering shall be required, and they changed it to buffering may be required. And then it would be in effect right pretty close to the October 10th. If they get through with it, I anticipate having the public hearing for that section of the code book, our October 10th meeting, because that's our public hearing meeting. We'll just have a public hearing for those code amendments if they come to an agreement or a decision or...
So that's not going to
affect the decision of the new code.
That's
no.
Where we're at with it is
right.
We're getting caught in clean here.
Right.
If there's, because that's the new evidence.
That's the new evidence is.
And so if that evidence is null and void at that point, or for that particular.
Well, yeah, the new code and everything doesn't pertain to. 157, because it's not a new application. I had seven applications
so
that were coming through.
Previous applications is not going to be.
I would, yeah. I mean, that looks more like a legal decision.
Am I reading that right?
Well, I think the good thing is it ends up being all dragging up.
So will
if
that or will that not be in effect at that point?
It really won't matter, and it wouldn't make any difference, huh? And if the appeal's not granted, then it's exhausted, and they can move to whatever they want. That won't, yeah. But if it is granted, then you'll have...
This is one we've talked over a lot, and I want to make sure that you have every opportunity to pursue whatever you need to do, but I think our decision tonight is I would like a motion to deny the rehearing request.
I'll make that motion.
And do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Do we have any additional discussion? All in favor of denying the rehearing request, say aye.
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 Opposed.
One opposed.
Opposed. Okay, so 3-4, one opposed.
3-1.
Three, one.
All right.
Thank you, Karen.
Okay, thanks.
Any additional new business?
Nope, I don't have anything new, except just, I don't know if Tom was here, we do have two cases of variances for next month.
Okay.
So,
I'm going to go ahead and adjourn and ask a question, just so we get off the record. Motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second? Oop.
Second.
Tony, okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn.